Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for July 13th, 2017. A giant gold coin that was stolen from the Bode Museum this year was probably smashed or melted down and will most likely never be recovered, the authorities said on Wednesday, as they announced four arrests, including that of a museum security guard. Early on the morning of March 27th, burglars used a ladder to climb through a window from an elevated railroad track outside of the museum in the center of Berlin. They forcibly opened the window, then violently shattered the bulletproof case surrounding the coin, according to police spokesman Winfried Wenzel. The men arrested ranged in age from 18 to 20. They did not have criminal records, but three of them were associates of a crime ring, with the fourth being a museum security guard who provided information instrumental to the theft. The Berlin arm of the AfD wants to run on a more moderate course in order to be seriously considered as a coalition partner in the long term. This is why the party is considering to expel Andreas Wild, who has repeatedly caused controversies for publishing right extremist statements or insults towards other politicians like Angela Merkel. Wild recently was nominated as direct candidate for the upcoming Bundestag election, which led to the resignation of the Neukölln AfD section leader Bernward Ebrenz. The party reportedly reversed the nomination after Ebrenz's resignation. The nomination is up for re-election on Sunday. Brandenburg's farmers are expecting poor harvests because of the increased rainfall in the last weeks. Now would be the time to harvest winter barley, for example, but the plants are too wet to be brought in from the fields. The wet weather is also causing the stalks to bend and break. The affected grains are lost. Peter Muller, a farmer from southern Brandenburg, reported that his company could only bring in one-third of the crop as compared to last year. Even worse, the harvested grains have to be dried as well, which is a costly process. Jonathan Klinsmann has signed with Hertha BSC Berlin. The keeper, son of famous former football player and national coach Jürgen Klinsmann, attended a training camp in the beginning of July and has convinced Hertha's management of his abilities. It is his first contract with a professional team. Klinsmann is the third keeper in line after Rune Jahrstein and Thomas Kraft. For now, he will mostly be playing in the under-23 team. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.